the president of REBA, Royal Institute of British Architects, Jane Duncan, called for the Garden Bridge process to be halted. This morning, it emerged that TfL's Managing Director of Planning, Richard Decani, who is a former employee of AREP and who decided alone on the awarding of the engineering contract, which went to AREP, has just been given a job at AREP. Why was he allowed to be the sole decision maker in the awarding of the Garden Bridge procurement contract?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, and Mike has informed me, he wasn't in fact doing that job at that time. And as I remember, Michelle Dix handling it.
No, Richard Decani made the decision, Mr. Mayor. We had him in front of the oversight committee, which I attended,
right.
And he is on record as saying it was him that made the decision. Why was he, as a former employee of AREP, allowed to make that decision when AREP was one of the bidders?
I have to say, I do think that the, the general line of questioning is something you need to reflect upon.
No, I think you need to reflect on the question, well, Mr. Mayor, and answer it.
And I am answering your question. I think that you are introducing an element. You're trying to cast, I think, doubt on the integrity of TfL officers and their handling of this matter. I think it is very wrong of you. I don't have any reason to doubt the integrity of any of TfL staff, and I think you should really think hard about the line that you're pursuing now.
I think that's a contemptible answer, Mr. Mayor. How do you think this looks to the public? How do you think this looks that a former employee of a company was allowed to be the only decision maker in the process in which that company was bidding? And is then afterwards given a job at the company the contract. How do you think it looks to the public, Mr. Mayor? Because it's about how the process looks.
Well, okay. Well, if in other words, it's not what really happened; it's what you can make it appear.
It's both.
Oh, I see. So it's about what smears you may hope to.
It's not a smear if it's true, Mr. Mayor.
Well, don't try and
throw this back. This process looks incredibly dodgy, and it's not just me saying this. The fact you've got the president of REBA saying that this process should be halted, are you saying that she is trying simply to impugn the integrity of TfL officers?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen what she has said.
Well, she's written to you.
What I do know, and I am continually surprised by the level of hostility in the amongst some architects to the Garden Bridge. I am told that this has something to do with the fact that the successful designer, Thomas Heatherwick, is not thought of as an architect but thought of as a designer. And that is...
Mr. Mayor, this is about a process which stings. It is TfL... Mike, can you help me out here?
Yeah.
Is it not TfL standard practice for such decisions to be made by a panel rather than an individual?
And indeed they were. So can I just be absolutely clear on this? Richard Decay and I worked for AREPS 17 years ago as a transport planner. He did not work in the economic or engineering assessment part of that business at all. This was an engineering assessment that took place with a large group of people assessing the proposal put forward for the design of the Garden Bridge. The ultimate decision, as the Mayor pointed out, was not Richard Decay's, so that is actually, I should put on record, factually not...
He told us he made the decision, that he scored the bids.
He was part of the scoring panel that did score the bids. The Mayor is absolutely right to say that if you look at the timeline, it is absolutely the case that Michelle Dix was the Managing Director of Planning, working for the then Commissioner at that time, and therefore it was her ultimate sign-off that took place, not Richard Decay, who was one of her team, albeit a senior member of her team, and the line of accountability is absolutely clear. And can I just say, Chair, if I may, through you, that actually, you would expect me to say this, but I will say it. I have come across many people that I've worked with throughout my career. I know of few people who have the greatest amount of personal integrity that I've witnessed in Richard Takei now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I absolutely...
You should really withdraw
this. I absolutely
this.
Put
and
that on record.
You would understand, Tom,
that since coming to this job, I have obviously wanted to scrutinise the integrity of the process that was followed here in detail, because I wasn't involved at the time. I wasn't
absolutely.
The commissioner, and I have done so. And I have to say, and I put it on record, I am absolutely satisfied of the integrity of Richard Takei throughout this whole process.
Well, I have to say, this entire process, looking at it objectively, and it's not just me saying this, it's a whole range of people saying this, the process
You're not looking at it objectively.
Mr. Mayor, if this was New York, you would be in front of a grand jury. If this was New York, you would be in front of a grand jury.
This isn't New York. This is the meeting of the London Assembly where we are asking legitimate questions of the Mayor and of Transport for London. Ask legitimate questions. Don't give us opinions. Ask questions.
I've finished my line of questioning. Thank you.
Well, I think it was disgraceful. I really do.